LMPF, we have got a problem. Mikey Boy Bissett out with the flu. He's on the DL from the Treehouse. Mike's been sick all week, guys, so we haven't been able to get together and record. So I decided to do a solo podcast, try and throw something out to you guys, give you something a little bit different. It gets pretty personal for me. I tell a lot of personal stuff. So, yeah, hopefully you guys enjoy. This is going to be probably a four-part podcast. I'm going to put them out right on top of each other, probably a day apart, just so we can get through this and give you guys a little bit of content to listen to until Mike gets better. So, enjoy.
I said it before and I'll say it again. Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while. You could miss it.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is BJ from Life Moves Pretty Fast. We're going to do something a little bit different this week. Mike has been sick, and we've been finding times to record and him getting over his flu and whatnot. But it's been a pretty crazy week. On our end. So I decided to, just come out and put together a couple little smaller, 15-minute episodes to kind of throw out through the week until Mike gets better and we can get back together and record. Because we got a lot of things going on. We do. At least I do. I don't know about Mike. I think he's just vomiting and probably shit himself once or twice in a hard dry heave, but we'll talk about that when he gets back. So I wanted to come on and talk with you guys, and it's gonna get very personal for me. When Mike and I first started this podcast, it was a very basic, very simple idea. It's like, hey, he's the married guy with a kid, and I'm the single bachelor, and let's talk about different things and how things are different. It's kind of like a really shitty version of The Odd Couple. But through the last 20-something episodes and through the last, we've been doing it for 9 months now, almost 10 months. I think that over, if you've been listening since the beginning, it's gotten a lot more intricate. It's gotten a lot more detailed. We've brought on people from all walks of life. And I think the main thing from Life Moves Pretty Fast is just the word life. People come from, like I said, all walks of life, and people have different stories. They have different experiences. They have different things they've done, accomplished, failed at. And so for me, I think Mike will agree with me, is that our main goal is to find those people and bring them on the show and, present their story to you guys out there listening. Mike and I dabble a little bit in our stories about what we do and our lives. We haven't gotten too intricate. I mean, a little bit. But I'm deciding to just jump in right now. Because right now what I'm going through is probably one of the hardest things that I've had to go through in my life. We've talked a lot about what we do. Mike and I both work at SeaWorld. He works for SeaWorld. I work for a contracted animal training company. And this week I decided to leave my job after 6 years. And it's funny that this is happening at the same time, because Jared from Life's a Binge just went through the same thing yesterday. He had his last show. He's a performer at the Sea Lion Show at SeaWorld, and he just had his last show. And my last show will be exactly 1 week from today. It's actually pretty ironic and kind of fitting that Joel Slavin decided to come on 2 weeks ago and do this interview, or be on our show and do an interview, which was, for me, it was a really big deal. I love Joel. I respect Joel. I've loved him, as a boss, as a mentor, even as a father figure in my animal training life. So to hear all of those stories, and we got really good feedback from a lot of people saying that they loved his stories. And, Mike said it best in his Facebook post that it was pretty much, we were just an audience. We just let him go. Yeah. So after 6 years, I have decided to leave my job at Pets Rule at SeaWorld. It was not an easy decision to make for me in any way, shape, or form. I have sacrificed a lot for that show. That show has sacrificed a lot for me. It has been my comfort zone. It has been my sanctuary. It has been reasons why I pulled my hair out. It has been my identity. It's been a lot of things for me. It's been a lot of really defining things about my life. So this is going to be a couple parts. We're going to kind of break it down into different things. And, you know, I know a lot of people that listen to the show either work for us or friends with us, so they support what we do. But to those of you who don't and are curious about what anyone in the zoological community goes through on a day-to-day basis, I'm going to do my best to try and break it down for you and talk about why this is so hard. You know, as I'm doing this, I'm kind of staring blankly at the ceiling right now, and it really hasn't hit me yet. It started to hit me a little bit today at work, but yeah, I think in any story, any good story, I mean, you can't start from the middle, and you can't start, you know, three quarters of the way through. You have to start from the beginning. And for me, the beginning was bad. It was not a good start. You know, I will say that this job single-handedly changed and helped my life. And once again, I've hinted at this in earlier podcasts. Before I started this job, I was bartending, I was partying, I was out drinking 5 nights a week, 6 nights a week, pissing away all my money, you know, letting bills, you know, go into their, you know, just not paying bills, just everything. It was very, very bad for me. My family knew it. My friends knew it. And there was a time to where it was a joke that I was just kind of the deadbeat. You know, I had a sense of humor and I had, you know, I was a fun guy to hang around. But I was never respected. I mean, I think that's very, very easy to say. I was never, ever, ever respected. I think really by anyone in my life. So for some stupid reason, some stupid way, I was working at a bar. I was a bar back, and it was maybe, I don't know, I was bar backing like 3 nights a week for a bar that was, I don't know, the most had maybe 20 people in it all night. So as a bar back, you make like... the end of the night, the bartender would be like, "Hey, here's your $6. Thanks for all the help tonight." So I was scraping by, and it was difficult. It was very, very, very hard for me. So one night after I was working at that bar, I went home and, you know, had some drinks and looked on a website for the American Zoo Association and saw this post as a performer and trainer for Joel Slavin's Professional Animals. I really didn't know what the show was. I didn't know, you know, I figured it was, you know, it would have been like, oh, well, this might be a fun job to have. And then I sent in my resume at 3 a.m. on a Saturday night. Monday morning, I get a call from our personnel manager in Florida and sets me up with the interview. Like I said, let's backtrack just a little bit. I'm going from a deadbeat, still living with my mom at 28 years old. I had moved out for a couple years, but like I said, I pissed everything away. And I was back living with my mom. So I get a call Monday morning. Let's set up an interview for Wednesday. Great. Drive down to San Diego, do the interview on Wednesday. Thursday morning, they call me back and... they offer me the job. They say, "When can you start?" And I had no idea that I was ever going to get this job.
Sorry, what?
I did not think I was going to get this job in any way, shape, or form. I think I did okay on my interview, knowing what I know now, you know, the things that I said, I think I knocked the interview out of the fucking park. But, you know, I don't think anyone can ever leave an interview for any job that you go to and just be like, oh yeah, that's mine. I got it. You know, you always have your doubts. So they called me Thursday, offered me the job, and it became a thing. It became real to me. You know, between my friends, I was kind of volunteering at other places. I was volunteering at an equestrian center, working with a zebra. You know, it was unpaid, and I would go for like 3 hours a week and just kind of go and exercise him and, you know, throw him in the arena and let him run around and then take him back home and, you know, any little experience I could get. But this now became like, you know, big and professional, and I have to move. I had never really moved out of Chino Hills, where I lived for most of my life. Like, I moved like 20 minutes away for, you know, 4 years, but, so at, you know, at the time, like I said, I wasn't respected by any of my friends, and, you know, even my brother doubted me. My mom doubted me. You know, she told me probably about 6 months ago, and, you know, she said, you know, when you told me that you were moving to San Diego, I honestly said, I give it 6 months and he'll be back. Which I'm glad she told me 6 months ago instead of when I actually took the job. But just to give you guys a background of where I was at the time, you know, friends would make fun of me. You know, you're not an animal trainer. You don't know how to do shit with animals. So I get this job and I'm scared and I'm nervous. But I'm excited, and I finally feel like, okay, this is my break. This is it. You know, Joel talked a lot about all of the success in his career has come from just one break after another, and I agree with him on that in a lot of ways because, you know, this was a break. So, like I said, got hired Wednesday, and then when can you start? I said Monday. They said, really? You don't need time to move down here? I said, nope, I got it. So I moved in with my buddy Taylor, who had an apartment down in San Diego, unfortunately about an hour and 20 minutes away from SeaWorld. So I was making that drive every day. And, you know, it was such a spur-of-the-moment thing that I had no idea what I was doing. I had no idea what I was getting myself into. I had no idea the type of show it was. I had no idea the type of responsibilities that I would have. But I just did it. So what I'm trying to do with this little single podcast is just to try and speak to people who, you know, have something that they want. I don't care how low you are. I don't care at all how low you are, how beat up you are, how in debt you are, how whatever you are. If I am not some form of like living proof that you can actually have a dream, and I'm not saying working for this company or the show was my dream. It wasn't my dream. My dream was to always just work with animals. So I guess in a sense, you know, it is, but you know, it can be achieved. It can. And it sounds like such like, you know, a weird like cliche or like some stupid meme you'll probably read on Facebook tomorrow. Like, you know, when one door closes, another door opens, or you'll never know unless you try. You know, stupid shit like that. But it's something that's near and dear to my heart. This company has been amazing to me. We've had our differences. We've had our battles. We're like, you know, a 14-year-old sister and a, you know, 14-year-old girl and a 12-year-old boy who are brother and sister. You know, we fight and we bicker, but at the end of the day, we love each other. And when it gets down to it, you know, when the brother gets shipped off to boarding school, the sister is going to cry. And that's kind of where I'm at right now with this company. I'm leaving for good reasons. I'm leaving for a amazing position for another company in San Diego. And it will make me better. It will make me stronger. It will make me more valuable. And it will educate me more on, you know, I'm going to be working with a lot of exotic birds, you know, birds of prey, all different kinds of parrots, just like crazy different amounts of birds. And I'm scared. I am, you know, I'm going to tell you guys right now, I'm scared. I'm scared to leave what I know. I've been there 6 years. I did the math today. That's, I think it was 2,204 days as of next Friday when I leave. I would have been there 2,204 days. I know the ins and outs. I know every single nook and cranny. If you blindfolded me, I could probably do my entire shift almost, you know, without ever really tripping over anything and killing myself. That's how much I know what I do. And now it's going to be gone. And I'm going to have to learn something new. It's completely out of my wheelhouse. And now I am back to the beginning. I mean, not the beginning, but you know what I mean. I'm back to the beginning. I'm back to being the low man on the totem pole, which is fine. I've never had a problem with working my way up. Never had a problem with being the low guy and doing the grunt work. But it's good. It's good. I could stay here and be comfortable for the rest of my life, I guess. I mean, I can't tell. You know, I can easily say that every single one of you, no matter how much you love your job or hate your job, you go home and you kind of just tell your wife or your boyfriend or your girlfriend or whoever, you know, just give me 20 minutes to bitch and then I'll be done. So, you know, no matter how much you love your job, you still got to go home and just, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Blow off some steam. But it's something that's going to be good for me. But it's not going to make it really any easier to start. So like I said, there's going to be different parts of this podcast. I'm going to talk to you guys about experiences that I've had in the last 6 years. I'll try to throw in some stories. I'm going to do my best and not have it be like a you had to be there kind of story. It's like, oh yeah, well this dog did this and it was so funny. The dog was supposed to go left, but then he ran right. And then he jumped when he was supposed to crawl. Isn't that fucking hilarious? I'm going to try not to do that. But there are a lot of lessons that I have learned over the last 6 years at this show that I think, you know, goes beyond, you know, animal work. It goes beyond anything. I think it's just stuff that, you know, can sit in with people and resonate. Is that the word I'm looking for? Resonate? I don't know. See, this is why I need Biz here, because Biz would have been like, yeah, resonates the word. And I'm like, oh, thanks, Mike. But yeah, so this is going to be stories, experiences, all kinds of different stuff. So thank you guys for listening. Yeah, let's get started.